funding for this program was provided by the Annenberg CPB project. Additional funding is provided by the Stratford Foundation, the Arthur Vining Davis Foundations, Geraldine R. Dodge Foundation, George I. Alden Trust, and Alfred E. Chase Charity Foundation. This program is a story to help you learn English. It is a course with video episodes and books. Each video episode has three parts. Watch the program, read your book, discuss the program, and connect with English.
Watch out, this dish is very spicy. We use special hot peppers in Ethiopian cooking. Now, Rebecca, please take a piece of bread and eat what you like.
Well, let's drink to Rebecca and welcome her to San Francisco. Here's to the beginning of a new life.
Mm. Here.
As a Californian.
Rebecca, would you like some more water?
Yes, please.
you see, Malaku, not everyone believes that spice is the variety of life.
Angela, I believe the phrase you're looking for is variety is the spice of life. It means, what does it mean, huh?
Watch out, Rebecca. Edward loves to correct our speech.
Only when it's wrong.
I'm glad you do. It helps me improve my English.
You speak very well, Malaku. Many Americans don't speak English as well as you do.
I'll need it for my business someday.
I'd like to hear from the new arrival. You must be experiencing a certain amount of culture shock. Moving to a new city, sharing this old house with people you don't know, having a meal with a senior citizen let out for the evening.
Now, Uncle, don't make everyone uncomfortable.
I have to make my little jokes while I can, Nancy.
My trip out here has been, well, there have been several surprises since I left Boston. But I feel lucky and thankful that my mom's best friend has taken me in and introduced me to all of you. I feel ready to take whatever comes my way. I'll even take some more of your Ethiopian food, Malaku. And some more water. Don't ask, Evan. My car broke down and this guy helped me out. I had to sell my car and take the bus the rest of the way. Anyway, how's Dad? Are you sure? No, don't wake him. Just tell him everything's okay. The house? It's fine. It'll be just fine. Kevin, I have to go. I'll talk to you and Dad real soon, okay? Me too. Bye. What's wrong, Nancy? Is there anything I can do?
Not really. I don't think Edward's going to come back for dinner anymore.
No?
Oh, he said these trips wear him out. And it takes him all week to recover. He was always such a strong man.
Maybe you'll feel better next week.
Yeah. I'll tell you, growing old ain't easy. See you in the morning.
Good night.
You look very sharp.
Thank you.
Well, I'm off to the library. I have a paper due in a few days. Have you seen Miss Shaw?
No. Why?
I have to give her my rent check.
Ah! Oh, is it the first of the month already?
Yes. Will you tell her I left the check on the hall table?
Yes.
Thank you. Well, how was your walk?
Good. My friend Marsh is a little slow. Well, I guess she's getting old, like the rest of us.
I left my rent check on the hall table.
Oh, thank you.
Good morning.
Oh, don't you look nice, all dressed up.
Thanks. I got this blouse on sale, 50% off.
Good for you.
Well, I'm off to school and then off to my part-time job.
Oh, Angela, don't forget. Rent's due today.
Oh, yes, I know that. I'll give it to you tonight, okay? See ya.
Oh, it sounds like a log. I was dead to the world. Help yourself to some coffee. Use the big blue mug. Consider it yours.
Thanks. The coffee smells good.
The milk's in the refrigerator. The sugar's on the table.
Oh, that's okay. I take it black. You want a vitamin?
No, thanks. So, what are your plans for today?
I have a job interview at school.
Oh, that's why you look so businesslike.
Do you think it's okay? I'm not quite sure what they expect.
It's fine. What kind of job are you applying for?
I don't know. I'm supposed to work at the college to cover some of my tuition.
Oh, college is so expensive these days. I don't know how anybody can afford it.
Some people get scholarships, and there are student loans and work-study programs like mine.
Yes, but not everyone can get it.
Oh, my gosh. Look at the time. I don't want to be late for my interview. Can you tell me how to get to the college by bus?
Take a right, go two blocks. You'll see the bus stop. Take the number one bus. Ask the bus driver to tell you where to get off.
By the way, when is the rent money due?
Actually, it's due today. But you can give it to me in a few days. Good luck with your interview.
Thanks.
Thank you. Hello, I'm Rebecca Casey.
Hi, I'm Maria Gomez. How can I help you?
I'm a new student. I'm here about my work-study arrangement.
Oh. Didn't you receive our latest letter?
What letter?
We sent out a letter dated August 10th. Because of budget cuts, we had to cancel our work-study program this year. But don't worry, you still have your partial scholarship.
What? Do you mean you don't have a job for me?
I'm afraid not.
I can't believe this. How am I going to pay for college?
We tried to notify everyone. I'm really very sorry, but because of government budget cuts, there's just no money for these programs.
But I was counting on that money to help pay for tuition, books, living expenses, and rent.
I understand. We do have some alternatives. Sometimes there are jobs off campus that come in. Why don't you check our bulletin board outside?
Outside?
Uh-huh. In the hallway. And I'll keep your resume here on file.
I don't have a resume.
You'll need one. Here. Use this one as a sample. And you can use our computer lab to type it and print it out.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Now, let's review and discuss the story.
When is the rent money due?
Actually, it's due today.
Rebecca goes for a job interview at school.
The college canceled her work-study program.
What? Do you mean you don't have a job for me?
I'm afraid not.
I can't believe this. How am I going to pay for college?
Rebecca is having culture shock.
I'd like to hear from the new arrival. You must be experiencing a certain amount of culture shock. Moving to a new city, sharing this old house with people you don't know.
I'm really surprised that Rebecca felt the way she did.
It is funny because I felt the same way. I felt very disoriented at some points, and I felt devastated, not knowing what to do, where to go, what to say.
And what is more difficult, I think, is when you move to a land where people speak different language than the one you learned when you were little. When you move to a new place, it's really hard. It's really hard because you question yourself.
Yes, I'm available right away. A car. No, I don't have a car. Hello. I'm calling about the ad in the paper for a part-time receptionist. No, I worked in a factory for 6 years. Oh, just a minute. Hold on, I have to put in some more money. Just a moment. Hello? Hello? I'm calling in response to your ad in the paper. Yes. Yes, I can come over right now.
Oh, I see you've worked for a computer company.
Yes, I worked for Bull Information Systems in Boston.
Could you tell me something about your job there?
I supervised a small department. I looked after the day-to-day operations, quality control, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. We need somebody with a background in data entry. You're familiar with all the various computer programs, correct?
I'm sorry. I don't really type that well. I didn't use the computers. I built them.
I see, Ms. Casey. Well, we're interviewing a lot of people.
Excuse me. I could learn very fast.
Well, thank you anyway for coming in.
Yeah?
I'm here about the job you advertised in today's paper. Here's my resume. I'll have references in a couple of days.
But tell me about yourself.
Well, I have 6 years' experience in computer manufacturing. I have experience as a team leader. I'm organized. I'm a hard worker.
Well, secretarial is what I'm interested in.
I do some typing and light bookkeeping, but I'm available only part-time.
What do you do the rest of the time? You're not married, are you?
No. I'm starting college. Music school. Your ad in the paper said the job was part-time. I just want to make sure that it's definitely part-time.
Part-time, that's possible, yeah.
And what exactly is the job?
I'm looking for a personal secretary.
Mm-hmm. And what are the responsibilities?
Well, you know, you'd answer the phone and do filing and make coffee, that sort of thing. Work closely with me.
What is the salary?
Well, that depends. I mean, let's just say that I'd like to have an attractive woman working with me. What do you say?
I say, forget it.
Scram, jam, beat it and go. Get out of my life and leave.
Hey, Rebecca. How was your day?
Don't ask.
Was it that bad?
I went in for a job interview at the college, but no job. Budget cuts.
Oh, no. What are you going to do?
I answered a few want ads, but no luck.
What about an employment agency? That's what I did.
I tried, but I don't have enough word processing skills.
It's not easy to find a job. I was lucky to find mine.
Oh, and in this one place, a factory, this guy said he wanted an attractive woman to work for him. And then he touched me.
No. Disgusting. That's sexual harassment. That happened to me, too.
I mean, don't you feel like just slapping them?
I did. And then I lost my job.
Thanks.
Rebecca, there's a phone call for you.
For me? Who is it?
It's a man.
Hello? Who? Alberto.
What a surprise.
So, how was the bus trip?
It was a long ride.
Listen, what are you doing tonight?
Tonight? Nothing special.
Let me show you the city.
Oh, I don't know. I still have so much to do with the house.
I won't take no for an answer. I'll be there in an hour.
A date.
I'm coming! Good evening! Hi!
I'm here to see Rebecca Casey.
Yes, she'll be right down. Rebecca! Rebecca!
I'll be right there!
I'm Angela Carrad. I live here.
Nice to meet you. I'm Alberto Mendoza.
Yes, I know. Oh, Malaku. This is Alberto Mendoza. He's here to see Rebecca. This is Malaku Tedese.
Good evening. It's nice to meet you.
Yes, nice to meet you, too.
I live here, and Malaku lives here. Nancy lives here, and now Rebecca lives here, too. We all live here. Hello.
Rebecca, is that you?
Well, you two, have fun.
Goodbye, Angela.
Nice to meet you, Angela. I didn't know you were going to live in a boarding house.
A boarding house?
Yeah, with all these people. Isn't that a boarding house?
I guess it is. Anyway, it's good to see you again.
You look so different.
What, because I'm wearing a dress instead of jeans?
Yeah, that, and your hair, and everything, I guess.
Well, I could change back into my
jacket. You look terrific. You haven't eaten, have you?
No, not yet.
Good. I want to show you a bit of San Francisco, then we'll have a fabulous meal.
Sounds good.
Let's go.
Oh, that's okay. I can get it. I remember the last time I was in this car.
Oh, yes. The race through the desert to the bus station.
Yeah. It was just last week, but so much has happened since then.
You in? The bus ride was...
Oh, long, very long.
I told you. Now remember, I did offer you a ride.
Oh, I do remember.
Remind me that I have something I want to give you. Later. Just a little gift.
For me? I should give you something after all your help.
Don't be silly.
Thank you. Very thoughtful. Gonna tell me what it is?
It's a surprise.
I should warn you. I hate to wait.
Me too.
Now, let's review and discuss the story.
She has to get a job soon.
She starts making phone calls.
I'm calling about the ad in the paper for a part-time receptionist.
We need somebody with a background in data entry. You're familiar with all the various computer programs, correct?
I'm sorry. I don't really type that well. I didn't use the computers. I built them.
I see, Ms. Casey. Well, we're interviewing a lot of people.
Well, I can actually sympathize exactly with what Rebecca was going through, because when I was in college and looking for a job, I discovered that unless you had computer experience, you could get nowhere fast.
That's true. It's very hard. She didn't have any experience about the computers, about something else. She only worked in a factory.
Alberto called Rebecca and asked her out.
Hello? Who?
Let me show you the city.
Oh, I don't know. I still have so much to do with the house.
Maybe she was sick of men after that experience at the factory.
Well, I don't think you can blame all men, because somebody out there is a pig, you know?
I'm looking for a personal secretary.
Mm-hmm. And what are the responsibilities?
Well, you know, you answer the phone and do filing and make coffee, that sort of thing. Work closely with me.
What is the salary?
Well, that depends. I mean, let's just say that I'd like to have an attractive woman working with me. What do you say?
I say, forget it.
This man that was offering the job was very sleazy.
What do you mean by sleazy?
Well, he was
offering a job.
Yeah, but he was insinuating more than a job, you know. She could have a job, but sex had to be involved.
Well, that is in the business world.
That's called sexual harassment.
Káros összetevőt tesznek az anyakirálynő ételébe.
Micsoda?
Ez igaz? Magának nincs joga ahhoz, hogy megvádoljon engem.
Jól gondolja meg, hogyan határoz felség.
Most már minden esélyét eljátszott.
A vagyon, a hatalom és a családom.
Ártatlan emberek vére is könnyet apad a kezéhez. Ez az, ami a magáé.
A palota égköve.
A sorozat folytatódik. Ma 19 óra 25 perckor az M2-n. Egy klik több, mint internet. Híradó. Folyamatosan tájékoztatjuk az aktuális eseményekről. Panoráma. Ablakot nyitunk a nagyvilágra. Retikül. Pletykák, hírek és képgalériák a sztárvilágból. Videótár. Ha lemaradt kedvenc műsoráról, itt bármikor megnézheti. Sport. Mert egy kis mozgás mindenkinek kell. Élő online közvetítés, hogy bárhol nézhesse műsorainkat. www.hirado.hu. Egy klikbe tartozunk.
Szia, nem vagyok jól. Úgy érzem, belázasodtam.
Nézzük csak.
Holnap vendégek jönnek, erre nem megfáztam.
Vegyél be egy aszpirin plusz C-t, az gyorsan segít.
Az aszpirin plusz C gyorsan enyhíti a megfázás több tünetét. Csillapítja a lázat, enyhíti a torokfájást, C-vitamin tartalma hozzájárul az immunrendszer erősítéséhez.
Sokkal jobban vagyok.
Nagyon jó, mert már itt is vannak.
Aspirin plusz C. Segítség már az első tünetektől. A kockázatokról és a mellékhatásokról olvass el a betegtájékoztatót, vagy kérdezze meg kezelőorvosát, gyógyszerészét.
Egy kicsi mozgás mindenkinek kell. Állandóan frissülő videótartalom. Online közvetítések. Minden, amit a futballvilágról tudni lehet. Technikai sportok. Teljes gázzal. Téli sportok, ahol legális a bunda. Sportoló lesen, portrék tehetségekről. VB-selejtezők. Üljünk együtt az MTV lelátóján. www.telesport.hu. Egy klikbe tartozunk.